every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Friday here on the show, and it's my last show for over a week. I will not be back until the following Monday. Filthy Tom and Lance Storm will be taking over Wrestling Observer Live duties in my absence. And Vinny will continue doing the Brian and Vinny show without Brian. And people will be helping out Dave for Observer Radio as well. But I am out of here. But what a show we've got on my final day here. We have a lot to talk about. We have got last night's TNA Impact, which hopefully we'll have time to talk about here today. We have the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, which just came out this morning. Got a lot to say about these awards. I agree with a lot of them. Disagree with a few. Outright aghast at a couple of them. So we're going to go over the top awards in the newsletter here today. And we will also talk about whatever news we have time to talk about, including, yes, Allegiant Stadium this weekend offering 25% off WrestleMania tickets. That did not take long. So we'll tell you about that, as well as the alleged Brock Lesnar plans for WrestleMania. We got some ratings notes to talk about here and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And you can follow me at Brian Alvarez on both X and Blue Sky. No Cameos for a week, by the way. Can't do them when I'm gone. I will be gone for the next 10 days. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us. You all right, brother? Feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right.
Fine.
Well, listen, we got a lot to get into here today. I want to mention that, yes, Allegiant Stadium has put a 25% off ticket on offer for WrestleMania up as of today. So at least somebody figured out the actual problem with slow ticket sales. They're at 37,000 tickets for both nights right now, and we'll see where they are. I believe this sale goes through Monday. I'm sure it will be the first of many. So that's the update. Did a big speech yesterday on ticket sales and ticket prices, and I like to think that I'm responsible for that 25% off deal, but I'm not.
You are the tastemaker.
I am. I have so much power. And you know what you guys got to look forward to? Every time I leave, it hits the fan.
So what, Jeff Jarrett's going to show up next week?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Javon Evans is going to win a match. What's going to happen?
No, it's usually some calamity. It's usually something disastrous happens whenever I'm gone. And you all know this if you've been listening. It is kind of creepy. But hopefully everything goes fine for the next week. All right. Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards. I got to talk about these. I agree with many of them. Others I question. Some I'm outright appalled by.
Hey, well, let's go through them, and we'll see which ones we agree with and which ones we don't. How about that for a segment?
Wrestler of the Year, Mystico, ran away with it. I mean, he ran away with it. A distant second place. Hangman Adam Page, followed by Jon Moxley, Saya Kamatani, and John Cena. The one thing I got out of these awards, besides the obvious, which is that CMLL had a great year, man, these people love them some Adam Page. Which does make me question some of the booking of Adam Page over the past year. But
well, you know what? You know what else people love? Mystico.
Yeah. Yeah. The Most Outstanding Wrestler. That award went to Takeshita, who defeated Bandido, Kyle Fletcher, Will Ospreay, and Saray as the top five. And I probably would have voted for Kyle Fletcher, but Takeshita has been incredible, so I have no argument with that, really.
Bandido.
Bandido's
also
been great.
I would put up there, fantastic.
Yeah. So Takeshita, Most Outstanding Wrestler. No big problem there. Tag Team of the Year.
He's no Udo Ice, but...
Well, speaking of Udo Ice, he and Oscar were fifth place in the Tag Team of the Year voting. But in fact, they lost to the Young Bucks, who defeated FTR and Brody King and Bandido, and those votes were very close.
Yeah, listen, if there was ever a year that this was wide open, this was the year. You know what I mean? We had a lack, really, of standout tag teams as far as big pushes go, except for, like, the Hurt Business, who apparently were nowhere to be found on those.
The Hurt Syndicate were eighth.
Hurt Syndicate, I apologize.
Yes, they were eighth. So, yeah, Young Bucks, FTR, Brody King, and Bandido. I have no problem with, you know, any of those winning.
Clearly a work rate-based award.
There are a lot of those in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, as we'll get to. Best on interviews, which I actually also felt, I mean, virtually anybody on this list could have won. I will say I was surprised that Hangman Adam Page won. Not that he's not a great promo, he is. But, I mean, he beat Moxley, Tony Storm, CM Punk, MJF, John Cena, Drew McIntyre, Ospreay, Mark Briscoe, and Cody Rhodes. All of whom, I mean, they're all fantastic promos. So,
yeah, however, Hangman does one thing that most of those that you named don't, and that's address certain, you know, aspects of the political environment to a group of people that are clamoring for that.
Well,
so
perhaps
the liberals.
Perhaps that's why he won. Over double the first place votes of number two, John Moxley. Promotion of the year was, in fact, CMLL. For the first time ever.
Wow.
And not only that, they had over double the first place votes, it looks like. 746 to 364 for AEW in second place, followed by Stardom, WWE, and New Japan. They were the first promotion in history to top 1 million fans running three times a week in the same building. So... I mean, they deserved it, for being honest.
You know, as somebody that's been doing a large amount of reading lately, I've been reading a lot about old promoters and old promotions, and this is, like, unheard of in the history of the world, except for maybe the Colosseum back in Greece.
Yeah. I'm not even sure they did that well. And they killed people. So, best weekly television show.
Wherever.
In first place, with almost nine times the number of first place votes as number two, AEW Dynamite, Best Weekly Television Show, followed by, believe it or not, CMLL Super Viernes, which got 146 first place votes, which is probably every single solitary person that's actually paying $30 a month for that service. AEW Collision in third place. Raw and SmackDown came in fourth and fifth. And listen, I'm a big fan of AEW. I got no problem whatsoever with Dynamite coming in number one. But I'm sorry, in no universe is Collision better than Raw and SmackDown. Yes, the first half of the year for SmackDown absolutely sucked. And then I think they did a creative shuffling. The show went to 2 hours, and now it's back to 3 hours, and it's better at three than it was last year. Collision, I mean, one of the things that I think is notable about these awards, as we'll get to when we get to Best Promoter, in fact, I'll talk about it now. Best Promoter was won by, maybe it was Best Booker, Tony
Best
Khan.
Best Booker was Tony Khan. Best Promoter was, I guess,
Salvador Lutaroth III, yeah. But Best Booker was Tony Khan. And again, I'm a big fan of AEW. I'm a fan of Tony Khan. But if you look at 2025, Tony Khan was not at his best for a lot of that year. But, and I honestly think that he has done this for a reason. You know, we've always said, like, why is the Continental Classic in December? Like, it's the worst possible year. No one's watching wrestling. These big climactic Continental Classic matches are seen by nobody because they're falling on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or whatever. I think it's in December because he's at his best and the Observer Award voting is about to start. Because Tony Khan winning Best Booker.
Well, listen, it's not only the Observer Awards. If you think about all the promoting of the awards that they've been doing, whether it was Sports Illustrated, right, or ESPN, they've been promoting all their awards.
Well, sure, but my point
And it's award season.
Yes, he, like, putting the Continental Classic in December boosts him in the voting. The only reason, the only logical reason that Collision would be number three is because Collision featured a lot of Continental Classic matches, which were great, in the final month of 2025, right before people started voting. If you look at Collision as a whole over 2025, it was not the third best show of the year. And if you eliminate CMLL, which the vast majority of people don't even watch, there's no way it was the second best show of 2025. But it got a boost because it was great in December because of the Continental Classic. Tony was at his best in December because of the Continental Classic. And I think that helped boost them in the awards. Match of the Year, Kenny Omega, Gabe Kidd, which won our poll as well. Bandido and Takeshita.
I mean, it was good, but it was no Psycho Circus versus the Wyatts.
Get out of here.
I'm going to remember that one forever.
That didn't place. Bandido and Takeshita, Adam Page and Jon Moxley, Mystico and MJF, and Adam Page and Will Ospreay were the top five. Close voting, by the way. Then we had the U.S. We don't have to talk a lot about it, but I will talk about this one. The U.S. Canada MVP was won by Jon Moxley. And I agree with that, and I'll talk about why as we get going here. Japanese MVP, Saya Kamatani. Mexico MVP, Mystico. Europe MVP, Michael Oku. The Hodge Award non-heavyweight MVP was Mystico. Women's MVP, Saya Kamatani. No arguments about any of these. And we'll get into Feud of the Year and more after the break. Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. All right, feud of the year, Adam Page, Jon Moxley. Ran away with it. Almost five times second place, which was Saya Kamatani and Tam Nakano and Mystico and MJF and Tony Storm and Mariah May and Punk and Rollins. That right there, that Jon Moxley Adam Page feud. I mean, if you're watching AEW now, and you feel like, man, this thing is heated up. They've started to turn things around. That was the beginning of it. That storyline, that Death Rider storyline, which everybody, I hate it. Someone's got to beat Moxley. That was done by design to build to that match at All In, which was actually got a lot of votes for best match of the year. And Hangman winning and defeating Jon Moxley in that match, I mean, that was the beginning of where we are today, that feud and that match itself. So,
I disagree.
What do you think it was?
I think the bigger story, even more so than Jon Moxley versus Hangman Adam Page, was the Death Riders versus AEW. Because have to factor in Darby Allin and all the other accoutrement around even getting the title shot and the belt being hidden for like a year or however long Jon Moxley had that belt. I think that is the more important
story. Death Riders versus AEW would correctly be the best feud of the year.
Hangman was like the conduit.
He was the guy that did it. But yes, you're correct. Most improved, Harley Cameron. I'd agree with that. Although I am astounded that Kyle Fletcher is put number two. Kyle Fletcher is greatly improved. No, he got pushed and elevated from a tag team guy to a singles, you know, should be a main eventer. But I don't look at him and go, you know, a year ago, he was much worse than he is today.
No, but I do think you could make a case that he has greatly improved in how he presents himself and carries himself as a star.
You could say
that. Last year. And it's not always, Brian, about what you're doing in the ring and moves. Sometimes it's about more than that in professional wrestling.
That's true, but I also don't think a year ago he was far off from where he is now. I mean, he's always carried himself. I mean, when he had that haircut, that's questionable. Maybe that's part of this. Anyway, Kendall Gray was third, Marina Shafir was fourth, and Kevin Knight, which is another one, Kevin Knight, was fifth. But I would think that in the ring and... It would be Harley Cameron. It depends on what you consider most improved, Tom. Most charismatic, John Cena, followed by Punk, Tony Storm, Mystico, and Adam Page. Not much to say there. Best technical wrestler, do we even have to tell you? It's Zack Sabre Jr. Bruiser Brody Memorial Award. Best brawler is Moxley, followed by Adam Page, Gabe Kidd, who actually probably should have been higher. Gunther, Mark Briscoe, Brody King, Darby Allin. Best flying wrestler, Mascara Dorada, followed by Ospreay, Bandito, Commander, and old Javon, made number five.
No Io Sky.
She was number nine. Most overrated. You ready for this? Tells you who people personally like and don't like.
I want the whole top 10. Can you start at number 10 and count them down?
Number 10 is Solo Sikoa. Number nine is John Cena. Number eight is MJF. Number seven is Jon Moxley. Those marks that we're waiting for him to get beaten. Number six is Cody Rhodes, the biggest star in this business. Number five was Seth Rollins. Number four was Evil. Number three...
Oh, but that is horse manure.
Oh, there's worse later. Number three is Jade Cargill. Number two is CM Punk. Number one, you want to guess?
No.
It's Jey Uso. That's what it is. And then we had most underrated. The obvious winner didn't win. Most underrated is Javon Evans. I will hear no arguments otherwise. We have an AEW heavy voting voting
I would argue otherwise.
Who would you argue?
Well, the big issue is that this guy was gone for most of last year. Otherwise, I think you'd have to put Jake Lee up there.
Get out of here. You're an idiot. Beast Mortos. I love Mortos, okay? I love the guy. Yes, he loses way too much. But if you're looking Beast Mortos versus Javon Evans, which of them could have been the champion of the place they were working, and the place was so stupid that they never even won a title? I'm sorry, it's Javon. Beast Mortos is not AEW champion.
Has he won a match? Maybe that's the issue. Did Beast Mortos win a match last year?
How many did Commander win? How many did, Chad Gable wasn't even around for most of the year.
I think Mortos is more charismatic.
Finn Balor should have been way higher than an honorable mention. I can tell you that much. And,
after seeing TJP carry that sack of crap that could barely move Tom Lawler at Relentless in May, he should probably be on that list too. Hey, and you know who should be up there as well for comeback of the year? Austin Aries.
Well, they don't have
because
comeback
that
of the
man,
year.
What? Most underrated then.
Okay. All right.
There's no comeback of the year?
No. But there is best non-wrestler. That disgusting slime, Don Callis. 658 to Paul Heyman's 238. Stokely Hathaway, 97. Renee, 45.
What award was that? Most disgusting promotional tactic that Callis won?
It might have been. Best non-wrestler. Oh. Jim Ross Award, best television announcer, Bryan Danielson, followed very closely by Walker Stewart. They were only separated by less than 20 votes.
Wow.
Excalibur, third place. And then I am just aghast. Absolutely aghast at this one. Worst television announcer.
No.
Yep.
Ugh.
Booker T.
Shuggy Duggy now.
He's not even the worst guy on that announce team. Vic Joseph was fourth. Michael Cole was third.
Listen.
And by the way, hold on a second. In that best television announcer award, Michael Cole came in fifth. 38 people have somehow convinced themselves that Michael Cole is the best announcer in the world of wrestling. Yes? Booker T.
Where's Joe Tess? Was he on the list?
For worst?
No, for best.
He was ninth.
What?
He was ranked well below Michael Cole. Ian Riccaboni was ranked below Michael Cole. Barrett. Corey Graves was ranked below Michael Cole.
I could see Riccaboni.
Corey Graves is worse than Michael Cole in what universe?
Can we get a Joe Tess and Booker T mashup
on one
of these shows?
Best major wrestling show was All In. Followed by Double or Nothing.
Dude. Yes. 2026, Joe Tess has to win Best Announcer because he's even good on Zuffa Boxing.
Nope.
Next year.
Ninth.
Yeah, he said next year.
Worst major wrestling show, Wrestlepalooza.
Oh, it sucked.
Followed by Survivor Series, WrestleMania Night 2, GCW The People versus GCW, and Night of Champions.
The only other show that was as bad, I think, was that weird NXT show they did during the day, head-to-head with the AEW pay-per-view. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. I got to keep moving.
I barely do.
We got to have time to get through these. I'm skipping some because we got the most... Worst television show. Thank you, by the grace of God, NXT. That's the most deserving award in the entire Observer Awards this year. That show sucked. SmackDown came in second.
I'd rather watch NXT, I think.
Well, SmackDown sucked the first half of the year. It was better the second half. Impact was third. NWA Power, Collision, Raw. JCW Lunacy got a vote, number 8. 12 votes, actually. And then this is worse than the Booker T Award, okay? This is the worst I've ever seen out of the Observer Awards.
Okay.
And it's not even close. Worst match of the year, John Cena versus Cody Rhodes.
Oh!
Guys.
What? Do they Come on.
328 of you need that- your voting privileges revoked. The worst match of the year, and it's not even a question. It's not even an opinion. This actually isn't even subjective. This is objective. Minoru Suzuki and Butterbean was the worst match I have ever seen in my whole life. It was the worst match Dave has ever seen in his entire life. It was horrible. Beyond words. And it came in second.
Brian.
To John Cena and Cody Rhodes.
It wasn't just Minoru Suzuki versus Butterbean. It was Minoru Suzuki versus Butterbean in a rounds match with Dan Severn as the referee, who actively made it worse somehow. He was like an active participant in the match, making it worse. I think he was applying holds to them at some point. That match was putrid. And also probably deserves a spot on the list of best matches of the year.
Also, Brock Lesnar, John Cena.
They fleeced everybody for money in the spirit of pro wrestling.
Gunther and John Cena came in sixth. Because he quit. Because there's no other reason it should be on the worst match list. But yes, come on. John Cena, Cody Rhodes. Preposterous. Worst feud of the year. Thank you, voters. Max Caster, Anthony Bowens. Ran away with it. Actually, they were only 50 votes more than John Cena and Cody Rhodes. And then John Moxley and Adam Copeland. Worst promotion, WWE. Followed by NWA, TNA, GCW, AAA. Best booker, Tony Khan.
I pick Booker T.
That's promoter of the year. Salvador Luteroth. Followed by Tony Khan, Nick Khan, Dana White, and listen, guys, I mean...
Dana White was on the stand saying he doesn't do anything anymore, and he's winning. He's placing these awards. What?
Best gimmick, Tony Storm. Worst gimmick, John Cena. All right, back in a moment. I've been told we've got something coming up, so stand by.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And I have been told that we have a special guest here on the line. Caller, who is this?
This is Don Bygod Dallas, you little troll.
Oh my God, Don Callis. You know, I was just putting over what a talented performer you were here on this program.
Why don't you do it again for me so I can listen to you hear it to my face? This would be great.
Well, Don Callis won. What did you win? Best, where is it right here?
Non-wrestler.
Best non-wrestler. Best non-wrestler, Don. You won here in the Wrestling Observer.
It was pretty insulting. That's insulting because I still consider myself a wrestler, as evidenced by anyone who has seen me throw a punch or a chop, even at my advanced, into my fourth or fifth decade in this business, five-time Canadian champion, non-wrestler. If you look at the other slugs that are on that list, not one of them could ever hit a Northern Lights suplex, do an Ox Baker top rope knee drop like Don Bygod Callis back in the day. So while the rest of the people on that list are for sure non-wrestlers, I am more of just an overall supernova in this industry. I've done whatever I've wanted in various sectors of it. Maybe we can rename the award, the Don Callis Award.
Don, I got a message here from, you remember Lance Storm?
Lance Storm, let's see. Marginal athlete, marginal intellect, terrible personality. That Lance Storm, yeah, I remember him.
Okay, he told me that you actually have won best non-wrestler many times in the 80s and 90s. Is that correct?
No. There's a lot of jealous people out there because guys like Lance who broke their bodies putting people over. Look at guys like me. I think I've taken 8 bumps in my entire career, and I've made 10 times the money people like Lance have. So, you know, there could be a jealousy award. It would go to Lance Storm every year.
Now, you did also win this award legitimately, according to this, in 2023. You and Paul Heyman have been trading this award back and forth for the last couple of years, and you beat him by 3 times this year, Don.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a great showing for Paul, for sure. I'm happy for him that he was able to accumulate a third of the votes that I was. Paul did a lot for me in my early career and always have a soft spot for Paul. But as I said, it's almost an unfair. You say 2023, I have a hard time keeping track of these awards, especially this year. Been a banner year for the Don Callis family. We're up to 16 members. 3 more and I can have a Don Callis family versus Don Callis family celebrity softball game. I'm very excited. We are literally, not only are we piling up awards, we're piling up titles. Kyle Fletcher just won the TNT title. We're going to have a little fun here in Sydney, Australia, where Kyle and I are receiving a hero's welcome. All the people in Australia love me. They tell me that they wish I would get an Australian passport because of everything I've done for Kyle. You look at Takeshita won Observer Wrestler of the Year or whatever that thing is. That's all because of me. I mean, if you look at Andrade, his career has never been higher. I truly am the greatest recruiter in the history of pro wrestling. Greatest quote-unquote manager since Ed Strangler Lewis. And as well, I clearly have the golden touch. Everyone I touch in the family gets elevated.
Takeshita won most outstanding wrestler, Don. You have the most outstanding wrestler on earth in the Don Callis family. 16 members.
Listen to this, Brian, and listen to this, Mr. Lawler. I will say this very clearly. The first member of the Don Callis family was Takeshita, and he was handpicked by me. A lot of people said, who is this kid? Why is Don Callis so interested? Why does Don Callis go to a PWG show and miss something in Tokyo so he can scout him? Because I have an eye for talent. Everything Takeshita has accomplished, IWGP champion, most outstanding wrestler, is because of me. And his association with the family, as we like to say in Latin, viris in familia, strength through family.
Now, you are managing, presumably, Kyle Fletcher this weekend in that Mark Briscoe ladder match. Presumably, you will not get too close to ringside. Don't want to get badly injured. But at one point, there was a possibility of Mark Briscoe joining the Don Callis family. What do you think of Mark Briscoe as a person and a wrestler?
I think he's a very earnest, hardworking young man. He's a guy who I think is a guy I've had my eye on, frankly, for almost 10 years. I used to say, you know, when I was running another wrestling company, I used to say the only people that were around the indie scene at that time that I was interested in were the Briscoes. I really have thought highly of them for a long time. So I just think, look, Mark Briscoe is a guy who's trying to be a leader. He's trying to make his own decisions. He's trying to think on his own. He's trying to come up with his own strategy, and it's been a miserable failure. Mark Briscoe needs someone to think for him, and I was going to do that. I was also going to get his teeth fixed.
Mm. Now, Don, you have been in this business for a long time. I think you said 40, 50 years. That seems a little bit excessive, but you've been in it for quite a while.
That's not what I said. I have been in long enough to witness you carrying Tim Flowers' bags and soaping up his feet after a match. That's how you are a lovely young boy.
I thought you were going to say me carrying him in a match. 1989, you broke in, Tony Condello. And I don't know if anyone's ever asked you this question, but I'm a journalist here. What made you decide that you wanted to be a professional wrestler?
You know, Brian, I truly believe that the Creator above gives us all something that we're excellent at. We just have to figure it out. And it's not even about figuring it out. It's not even about being excellent at something. It's about embracing that that's what it is and not trying to buck the trend. I've done many other things. I've worked in politics. I have a MBA. I was the head of an international trade and investment organization. But here's the reality. God gifted me with being the absolute best at everything associated with this business. Now, do I wish he had gifted me with being the world's greatest hedge fund manager or something like that? Sure, great, but that's not the deal. So I have fully embraced this, and I am the absolute best, and that's what it's all about, is just accepting that, hey, my niche is professional wrestling. There's no one that does what I do. There's no one who manages his talent from the color commentary position. I mean, no one's ever done that before on a consistent basis. People say, why aren't you at ringside? I don't need to be at ringside because I have people prepared, Brian. That's what it is. And I'm going to tell Tim Flowers next time I talk to him, next time I'm at the institution where he resides, I'm going to tell him what you said about him.
Please don't do that. You took almost 15 years off of this business and when you did all of these other things. And during that period, were you bored? Did you have it in your mind that you were just done with wrestling, that part of your life was over? Or were you always looking for a potential opportunity because wrestling is fun?
I don't look for opportunities. Opportunities look for me. I am not someone, I am the last person, Kenny Omega once said about me that one of the few intelligent things he ever came out of his mouth that weren't put there by me. Kenny Omega said, the minute Don stops making huge money in wrestling is the last time he will think about pro wrestling. And that's true. And people will say that's harsh. Oh, you don't love it. I don't spend my time watching wrestling matches. Okay. I appreciate a great wrestling match, but at the end of the day, I make business decisions. I make business decisions for my guys. I make business decisions for myself. This is all about making money. This is about how do I maximize the platform that's been given to me by Tony Khan? And you know, on a serious note, I tell guys all the time, listen, I've literally been in every big company in history, okay, dating back to the AWA, perhaps even, let's say. I was not in the locker room in WCW, but I did have a deal on the table to go there. So I will tell you, and I'll tell all the young wrestlers this, AEW is the best company I've ever worked for, and it gives us a platform. And what a gift that I've been to AEW, because I'm able to come out here, share my wisdom with quote-unquote journalists like yourself and luminaries like Mr. Lawler, and be able to spread the good word of the Don Callis family, Brian.
Is this the most?
We appreciate it, Don.
Oh, will you stop? Is this most fun you've ever had in your career working as a manager, or did you prefer your time as an actual in-ring competitor when you were younger?
You know, as a guy who excelled in pro wrestling as a wrestler and had a lot of opportunities, I will say this: when the first time that it was suggested to me that, you know, maybe you should just focus on the non-wrestling part, I was very offended by that as a wrestler, and I pushed back, you know, hard against that. Until it took about a week and a half, and I realized I'm making more money not taking bumps, and I haven't missed it since.
If you don't mind throwing somebody under the bus, who was it that told you to work on the non-wrestler part?
I'll just say this. It was 1997. I was in a company called the WWF at the time. Mm. And, I still actually consult Kurgan for, you know, metaphysical matters and how to handle my career, you moron.
Kurgan is metaphysical manners. I need that guy on the show. Is he available?
I'm pretty sure he's not booked anywhere, Brian, so it should be easy for you.
That's unfortunate. All right.
You could probably get the whole truth commission for very little money. You know, very easy.
Really? How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, he's in Ontario right now. I'm going to have to follow up on this.
He's on the hunt.
Well, Kurgan technically lives in New Brunswick. And, I mean, you could probably get him a bus ticket from New Brunswick to Bethel, Washington, or wherever it is you live,
Excuse me.
For about $50, and you could do a live appearance.
Huh. Well, Don, you've got a big couple days coming up here. There's the Sydney Grand Slam Australia show. There's also a House Rules show, which is taking place on Sunday in Brisbane. Do you work Sundays? I know you normally don't work Saturdays, I've noticed, watching Collision.
Well, you know, as a high-level and practicing Freemason, there are days that are observant for me that I will not sully my hands or work on. But I have had some discussions with the Grand Master of the Lodge that I'm a part of, the Masonic Lodge in downtown Philadelphia. That's my home lodge, if you can believe it. And I have gotten full clearance to work this weekend because we're in Australia, and you're actually in the Southern Hemisphere, so everything is, I'm topsy-turvy in this son of a gun, you know what I'm saying? It's like, everything's in reverse, so I am able to work these two shows in Australia, and I'm just absolutely thrilled because Takeshita is going to do to John Moxley what I've been wanting to do to John Moxley for many, many years. Kyle Fletcher is going to show everyone why he's the greatest TNT champion of all time, and Andrade, man, we could do a whole show just on Andrade and how great he's looked. Beat Kenny Omega, and the fastest way to Don Callis' heart and my wallet is to beat Kenny Omega.
Well, Don, I want to wish you the best. I had heard that you were a Freemason. I'm glad it's been confirmed here on this show. But best of luck in Australia, and maybe we'll talk to you again someday.
And maybe I'll recruit you into the Freemason. In fact, I would do that, but there is a height requirement. It's kind of like a ride at an amusement park. So,
all right. Come on. We'll be back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
Yeah. If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Why am I always a punching bag on this show? God, between you, Lance, Don. Anyway.
You love it.
Didn't have a chance to talk about TNA today. I liked the show. It was actually a really good episode of TNA Impact. Main event was Moose and Santana and the Hardys versus The System, which was a very, very good main event. What's the other really good match? Nick Nemeth and Rich Swann was really good. They had a good match. And there was a really good angle with Eric Young and BDE. Eric Young is just a complete maniac. If you like crazy Eric Young, have I got a show for you. This guy was out of his mind. And then Ryan Nemeth and Mara Shadé in a street fight. I mean, it was all right. It wasn't like a great match or anything like that, but there was nothing wrong with it. And Mara Shadé won clean. And they do have a show coming up tonight. There is a TNA No Surrender show. Stax versus Trey Miguel for the international title. Matt and Jeff and the Righteous versus Order 4. Lei Ying Li and Ariana Grace for the Knockouts title. Elegance Brand versus Indy and Zaya Brookside for the Knockouts world title. Santana and Slater versus Nemeth and Edwards. Eric Young and BDE, which I don't know how that got signed after Eric Young just killed this guy dead. Elijah and Mustafa Ali, which actually, Elijah did a promo for this match, which I think was the best Elijah promo I've ever heard in my life. And the Knockouts Battle Royal. Winner gets a shot at the Knockouts title down the road. So that's tonight. And Tom, y'all ready to go for next week?
Yeah, I am well prepared in advance. We will have Lance Storm on multiple days during the week, along with some other special guests along the
way.
So, yeah.
Am I going to miss out? Am I going to be sad? Is it going to be people that might have actually put me over, but I'm gone?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I don't worry then. All right.
I get quality guests.
Well, touche. Out of time, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. I'll enjoy my vacation. Thank you. Wrestling Observer Live.
Yeah.